This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Western Illinois University celebrates homecoming this weekend. It's a time for alumni to catch up and reminisce about their time in Macomb. Some alumni got a jump start on homecoming a few weeks ago. In fact, they get together every year, not just to relive the good times, but to ensure members of their group are holding up well in their golden years. Tri-State's Public Radio's Rich Egger reports.
In the early 1960s, classics like this one from Benny King crackled through AM transistor radios. As you stand by me. The early 1960s was also the time when Jim Shipp was a college student.
Western is part of our life. It helped us to be who we are, and most of us grew up here.
Shipp and about 15 other alums, all former athletes, were welcomed back to campus for a reception at the Alumni House. That's not the type of greeting many received when they first arrived in Macomb all those years ago. Most of these alumni are African American. They went to college in a rural, mostly white community during a time when the nation grappled with the issue of civil rights.
Because I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Shipp believes the university could have done a better job of preparing the town for the diversification of campus. He says while African American students generally felt at home on campus, the community's reaction was mixed.
I did my student teaching at Edison Junior High School, and Mr. Kahn, my supervisor, was a wonderful guy, invited me to his home for dinner and all of that. But the greater community did not invite us to be part of the community. There were restaurants we couldn't eat in. You know, I went in with a bunch of friends who were white, and the people told them, we can serve you, but we can't serve him. And that was disappointing. You know, it was disappointing.
Today, about 17% of Western students are African American. That's much different than when Shipp went to school.
Remember, this was way back in the 60s.
Right.
And there were only about 108-10 blacks on campus, and we sort of bonded.
And they supported each other and helped one another get through college. Many went on to enjoy success after graduating from Western. Shipp, who was a wrestler in college, says he made a career in business. Fellow alum Booker Edgerson starred in football at Western, both on offense and defense. He went on to play defensive back for 10 years in the old American Football League.
In a past Happy League, I had to cover some of the greats, Hall of Famers, Lance Allworth, Don Maynard, Fred Belentikoff, Art Powell, Chris Burford, you name them.
Edgerson won a pair of AFL championships with the Buffalo Bills, still the only championships won by that franchise, and he was a teacher in the offseason. Fellow Western football player Leroy Jackson was the 14th overall pick in the 1962 NFL draft. That is the highest a Leatherneck has ever been picked.
I can tell you the first salary I got was $12,000, but back at that time, that was a lot of money.
Jackson was a running back. After he retired, he drove a bus for a living. The group scattered throughout the country after college, as happens with graduating classes every year. But then, as former baseball and football player Ken Freeman explains, something brought this group back together.
I happened to get the word one day that one of our guys, his name was Charlie Dietz, he died in Yonkers, New York. And at the time he died, he was living in a cardboard box, living underneath the viaduct. Then we had another kid, Jerry Nixon from Decatur, that died homeless.
So Freeman got in touch with Shipp and Edgerson.
I said, you know, this shouldn't happen. You know, we were all down there together. When one of us gets in trouble, somebody's got to know about it so that we can come and support and do whatever we can.
And so these friends and classmates from the 1960s agreed to hold an annual reunion. They've been getting together now for more than 15 years. They've met around the country in New York, Chicago, Buffalo. Each year, one of them plays host. But this year, for the first time, their alma mater played host. The group gathered on a warm, late summer evening in Macomb, the place where their friendships first bloomed. Edgerson says it's fun to reminisce during these get-togethers.
Tell those lies and everything, and each story gets to be better and better each time you tell it.
But Edgerson says the reunions are about more than exaggerated stories. They're a way of catching up and making sure everyone is doing okay.
As I tell people, I'm in the fourth quarter of my life. I don't know whether I'm in the first 2 minutes or the last 2 minutes, but I'm in the game.
And as long as they're in the game, Edgerson and his friends will stand by one another, just as they did more than half a century ago. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.